one another.
Stage 2 blackouts will be back in 2 hours' time, and panic buying in Italy with the country on COVID-19 lockdown.
In your sports headlines, the Proteas have arrived in India for their ODI series starting on Thursday. And attention all petrol heads, the F1 Joburg Fan Festival is coming to Sandton. More details at 7:30.
All right, out and about in the city, if you're already on the roads, on the N1 northbound, there's been an accident just before the Malimongwe Drive exit. That's causing some slow-moving traffic. It's heavily backed up. In 3 northbound, there's also a stationary vehicle just after Elands Interchange. That's causing some queuing traffic. Boyston's Road this morning, northbound, there's been an accident at Weber Street. Expect delays there. Houghton Drive, queuing traffic towards St. Patrick. Grayston Drive, roadworks at Daisy. At Main Reef Road and Press Avenue this morning, there's faulty traffic lights out in the Crown. Also at Jan Smuts Avenue in Westminster and the Woodmead Drive exit as you get off the M1 highway. Faulty traffic lights reported there as well. Remember, if there's any other traffic problems you'd like to report, you can tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For UJFM News, I am Michelle Mukale. Eskom will be ramping up load shedding to Stage 2 at 9 a.m. this morning. Stage 1 was suspended at 5 a.m. this morning, but Eskom says it will have to turn off your electricity again later this morning because the power system remains vulnerable and unpredictable. The power station is blaming breakdowns at its aging power stations for its shortage in capacity. Spokesperson Sikonati Manjanja says the power cuts are likely to continue for the rest of the week.
It is most likely that we will continue with load shedding for the rest of the week. This is because some generation units that we had expected would return to service today have been delayed further, and we expect to get out of this bind by the end of the week.
SAA Business Rescue practitioners say all 4,718 employees of the airline will be affected by the upcoming talks with the unions regarding retrenchment and wage cut. They've issued notices under Section 189 and 189A of the Labour Relations Act. These notices warn of significant changes to conditions of employment, including remuneration and benefits. The initial consultation will be held on Thursday, which will end on the 8th of May. The whole of Italy is being put on a lockdown as the country tries to stop the spread of COVID-19. All public gatherings will be banned, sports events including soccer matches are suspended, and movement is being severely restricted across the nation in a bid to contain the disease caused by the coronavirus. Italian media is reporting that just a